There was a time in my life when what I was thinking about myself wasn't exactly helping me. Messages of devaluation and distrust had accumulated within me, messages that I internalized in my earliest childhood. Those were the thoughts of the people around me, persons disheartened by life. They weren't my original thoughts. But one fine day happened that, without me realizing it, I started thinking about them too. And so for a long time. Until I became aware of the way I was thinking, and especially that it could have been way different. But before we go on, I want to remind you that you're listening to I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and we feel the benefits of it. In each podcast, I'm gonna give you a few ideas on how to practice your writing activity with fun, depth, and creative exploration. So take your time to grab your coffee, light up a candle or an incense, and let's just begin. Today's writing tip is negative thinking and how writing can help you get rid of it. From my direct personal experience. As I told you, at a certain point in my youth, I realized that the thoughts I was thinking weren't exactly coming from me. Or rather, the emotional atmosphere they were often burdened with did not originate from me. Unfortunately, or fortunately, considering the evolutionary path this initial circumstance in my life pushed me along, I was born and raised in a disgruntled and spiritual defeated family background. I mean that both my mother and my father had given up on their dreams as children, and therefore grown up into dull and discontented adults, sometimes a little envious and, in any case, very ordinary. They were exactly those kinds of people who couldn't explore nor manifest their natural talents and who, just because of this, don't let others do it either. Oh well, there are all kinds of people on this earth, and many have this life path. It is much more common than we think. At a certain point in my youth, it happened that, due to circumstances that I'm not here to explain to you, I realized that I was applying the same way of thinking as my parents to myself. I suddenly realized, unfortunately, in time, that if I continued in that way, I would have become a very unhappy adult. Already in those days, when I wasn't interested in spirituality at all, I felt that there was a big discrepancy between my truest and deepest identity, which was driving me towards audacious exploration of my creative world. I'm a creative person, that's my nature. And the one that manifested itself on my surface, full of doubts, fears, uncertainties. Please let me open here a small parenthesis. This is what in writing is called inner conflict. In essence, it is what sets in motion the character of a fictional story, whether it is a novel, a film script, or a theater play. Take a mental note for now. We will come back to it when we talk about how to build a character. Going back to my personal story, I then decided that if I wished to realize even a very small part of the dreams and potential that I felt I had within me, I absolutely had to get rid of that limiting and self-destructive way of thinking. Luckily, when I was very young, I used to write a lot. The diaries I was used to write as a child had evolved during my adolescence into notebooks of personal experiments and research. Actually, I have to say that it was writing that made me realize that woke me up to the fact that I was harboring a system of beliefs and thoughts that were working against me, and that would have made me very unhappy in the very near future. They were already having a negative effect on me and on the authentic expression of me. And it came therefore natural to me to face a path of deconstruction of personal beliefs precisely through writing. And so it was that I created for myself the practice of writing thematic diaries. These were diaries which themes were precisely centered on attitudes that I wanted to transform. How was I actually doing this? Very simple. Every day I would sit down and write about my negative and limiting thoughts. I listed them. I described how they made me feel. I tried to trace their origin. But most importantly, I created a dialogue between the part of me that was adhering to them and the part of myself that wasn't believing in them. Giving voice to the second, healthy part of me that wasn't believing them wasn't a quick process. It took time, but the results were extraordinary. If today I have the nerve to present myself on stage, to create podcasts, to be at the center of the attention without letting anything stop me or worry me about what others may think of me, to expose myself for who I am without filters, I owe it precisely to that introspective effort in my youth. So, my heartfelt advice to you is not to just write about your limiting and negative thoughts. I invite you to find that voice within you that responds to them. That part of you that knows those limitations are false. Even if the perception of the said part was very weak, indeed especially if it was, come back to the page every day and give it a voice as often as you can. And I assure you, at some point, you will start receiving messages from her, which are like honey for the heart and ointment for the wounds. Getting out of the quagmire of negative beliefs is not easy. It is as if we were sucked into it, as if we were glued to them like a fly on a flypaper. We need to support ourselves, to lend us an helping hand, to motivate us. With a diary, we can keep track of the path we are going through, and thus notice the transformations over the long period of time, building a dialogue among the many parts of us. Write ourselves pages that are like letters filled with encouragement and love. Promote the emergence of that part of us that wants to get out of the quagmire. It has a message of love for us. Strengthening the expression of that by allowing it to be recorded daily in a diary is of immense help. In addition, the practice of a themed journal also offers the advantage of helping us to return to awareness more quickly whenever we are stuck again in the stream of negative thoughts. Because by writing daily about them, we constantly remember ourselves that we are following this path, the path of transmutation into something beautiful, as it should be. And that we deeply wish for this, and this rekindles the flame of awareness precisely when we need it the most. Here, I hope I have shared with you a way to keep a diary that will be useful for you. Ah, one last thing. When I finish the diary, what I do with those pages is this. I burn them. Yes, because you know those pages contain things not to be looked at again. We don't want to reinforce once again what we finally released. They keep inside themselves a past and literally an energy to be left behind once and forever. This approach is therefore something I highly recommend to you. Burn those notebooks. Burn those pages. And confidently indulge in the enthusiastic drive of your inner being towards the new cycle of your existence. So, to recap, for this writing game you need a notebook and a pen, the right time for yourself to sit and write, the consistency of showing at the page every day, and a match or a lighter when you finish your diary. Okay then, for today is all. If you want to learn more about creative writing, then come and visit my website, Gate of Dreams, where you will find these and other fun, introspective, explorative creative writing prompts, curiosities, and exercises. You will find the details in the description below. Well, that's all for today. Enjoy your writing. Catch you later, Auroville. Peace.